Okay, guys.
Coach, a lot to unpack, but what do you see right now anyway as the difference tonight?
Well, I would say, I mean, there's a lot of things. I thought K-State played great early, and we didn't have any answer for them. And then when it kind of settled down, we played a lot better. You know, I'd have to study it. The first thing I want to say to though is, you know, we don't get a shot at the end of regulation, the end of overtime. I mean, that's on me. So didn't get a shot. So and then, you know, I call timeout when Jalen makes a bomb too. So that could have been the difference in winning and losing right there too. But we don't get a shot at the end of regulation, overtime. We don't get a stop at the end of the first half. They scored two, and then we don't get a stop at game point on a lob. So to me, those four plays were the difference in the basketball game. I mean, they can look at, well, we didn't do this or that. We can look at, we didn't do this or that. I mean, heck, we're 6 of 29 from three. So, but we did enough stuff to put us in position to win, which if you told me before the game that we'd have the ball at the end with the chance to win twice, I'd say that'd probably be something that we'd probably sell out for. So, I'm proud of our guys. I thought we fought hard. I thought we competed. I mean, we got a makeshift lineup out there. Had three guys out there that never played at game point. But still yet, not an excuse. We got to do a little bit better, and certainly I got to do a better job of helping them.
Coach, should the environment play a role?
In as far as what?
Well, just helping them swing the game maybe a little bit.
I thought that they were up 14, and we took the lead. So I don't think the environment had a lot to do with them winning near as much as it did maybe with them getting a lead. I thought the environment's great. I mean, I thought it was great. So, but I actually thought we responded pretty well to the environment.
Bill, what did you think of that NTO call?
That was a great call. I can't believe it was available. I mean, I'm really disappointed it was available. And, you know, that's the game point. You're down in stance. You're ready. There was no screen. There was no community. You spun. But they've done that before. You know, that's one of their deals. I think I've seen it once in tape that they've done that. And, you know, Jalen played great. You know, God, the kid plays 45 minutes and never comes out and, you know, puts us on his back, scores 38, has to drive it every time to get fouled. And so he played great. But that was one possession I wish we could certainly wish we could take back.
What was it working for Kevin to get in there?
Well, he just didn't have anything going. I mean, he got in foul trouble and shot was way off. And you know, he rebounded the ball. You know, we needed him in there to guard Johnson. That was our best matchup with Keontae. It was just not his night. It was not his. He's made a lot of good plays for us over the years, but tonight was probably a night in which he probably has labored the most.
About that makeshift lineup, what do you tell those guys in that situation? Do you give them advice? Do you just let them play? I mean, how do you prepare them to go out there?
Are you talking about in a timeout?
Or, yeah, at any point.
Well, yeah, there was no points that you could talk about it unless it was a timeout.
Sure.
I would say, yeah, we talked about exactly what to do. You know, I actually thought, you know, Bobby's never thrown it inside out, side out with when we called timeout with five left in overtime, we didn't get the ball to the guy we wanted to, and then at the end, you know, we tried to run some fake stuff just to throw the ball to Jay Will on the block, and I thought he was open and Bobby makes the safe play and throws it to Juan. But he just never been in that situation before. But I really don't know what you can say at game point like that to three guys that hadn't been out there before. I mean, they just got to play. You know, we practice stuff, but they haven't been out there in those situations before.
What did your team do defensively to challenge and maybe make Marcus Noel work to get his points?
Well, I thought, you know, as bad as we were early on, you know, Seals was really the one and Johnson were the two that killed us. So we did a good job on Juan did a good job on him for the most part. And our ball screen defense was you know, it wasn't great by any stretch because they passed out of it and made threes early. off of our ball screen defense, but at least it corralled him. So I thought we did a decent job of corralling him and not letting him get in the paint where he could dish off and make easy plays for others.
What did you think of the job Jaden did on the outside of that last position?
I thought he took away his left shoulder. I thought he did pretty well. We fouled him. He's a great free throw shooter, so we fouled him a couple of times early down the stretch. Maybe gave him four or six free throws that I think we could have done a better job of. But I thought he competed hard and did a good job on it. You know, he's a good player. He's good. They got good talent.
What are your thoughts of Jerome Tang and his start as a head coach at Kansas State?
Yeah, he's been great. I mean, it's great. It was a great hire. I think he's represented our league, and obviously over here is about as well as you possibly can. I can't imagine anybody. He and TJ to me are the two leading candidates for Coach of the Year in our league, but National Coach of the Year too. I mean, nobody's done a better job assembling talent in a short amount of time and getting them to play as hard and as well together as what those two guys have that I've seen. Yeah, I think so. He hit his head, but he didn't have any concussion-type symptoms. So I think he's fine.
Was Bobby okay? Was that coach's decision?
That well, he got two fouls right off the bat. So yeah, he was fine. He was fine. I actually thought Joe played pretty well.
Anything else? Thanks, Coach.
Okay, guys. Thanks.